Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and we're kicking off the third hour of this live Sunday episode. We're back in the studio here after a couple weeks. Beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire at the Porcupine Freedom Festival and Pork Fest. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And, of course, you can join us on the phone number, 603-283-6160. We will take your calls and thoughts about whatever you want to discuss, whether it be the police shooting a man to death 60-plus times, apparently mostly in the back because he was running away from him at the time. Police claim they were in fear of their of their lives, and so therefore that justifies just wholesale murdering somebody. That somebody else called in about that tonight. Of course, you can bring up anything. That's how it works here on Free Talk Live. The phones are open.
Can I make not a correction, but a point?
Of course.
Well, I just want to point out that I wasn't offended that David told me to sit here and look pretty, because I know that most men get so mad when I am right and they're wrong, and I happen to be a woman, and I just think it's funny that it triggered him. I was mad at him for being so incredibly wrong and so sure that he wasn't wrong. That's all.
That is a great point, Bonnie. I find a lot of, men with, low confidence issues, mm-hmm. they get very upset when women are more intelligent than them or making better points than them or know things that they don't know. It's very confronting and triggering for them.
Yeah, and it was really interesting that it came from that particular caller. So for listeners that don't know who you're talking about, David in San Francisco is a hard left, basically communist who has been calling this show for probably at least the last decade. He's not a every night kind of caller, but he's regular enough to where we recognize him by voice. And normally if you were to talk to a liberal man
from California,
you would expect that the official line would be like, well, we got to respect women, blah, 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 that whole line. And then he just went completely off on you,
especially,
and acted like you were a know-nothing and that he was a know-it-all.
It went against the point he was trying to make in that moment, too. He was like, Bonnie, you have to believe in the social contract theory, the social contract, because without the Constitution, women wouldn't have rights. And I started saying something about that he disagreed with, and he said, you just sit there and look pretty then.
Yeah, totally tried to blow you off, and it was ridiculous. But if you want to catch the archive of the show, you can hear that whole conversation. It was in the last hour. You can go grab freetalklive.com. Later tonight, the archive will be available. But, Nikki, you are a yoga trainer? Is that the right word?
I use yoga teacher.
Mm-hmm, teacher, right. And you've been doing yoga for how many years?
Probably like 10.
Okay. That's a good amount of time. So Bonnie and I were a little new to it. We were kind of like beginner level, maybe novice.
We started doing it regularly in January of this year. So
correct.
Beginners.
So I guess we can all relate to this story to some extent. And this is coming from themonastery.org, the Universal Life Church. Which is a great church, and they have a cool little newsletter that comes out. I think it's like once a week or once every other week. And that's where I saw this story. It's a few weeks old at this point, but it's one of the ones I've been hanging on to you, or for you, Nikki. It is about the Yoga Barbie, the new Yoga Barbie that's apparently coming out. A bunch of Christian so-called influencers, at least one of them, is upset about it. And here's the story. One of America's most beloved toys might just be a vessel for demonic possession. That is according to Christian influencer Yasmin Suri, spelled S-U-R-I, whose post about a Barbie doll on the shelves of her local Target is going viral. But it's not just any Barbie. This is the Breathe With Me Barbie, a special yoga edition of the iconic doll.
I can't believe there hasn't been a yoga Barbie before. She seems to have every occupation, it's usually like a really hip thing.
Yeah, I'd be shocked if this was the first yoga Barbie.
Yeah, I don't remember one specifically, but it seems like something Barbie would have already done. But
I mean, Barbie's been around for,
cool.
what, like 70 years or something like that? It's been a long time.
And it's funny that they choose this Barbie doll, too, because she's just meditating, and it's very, relaxing music, and I just don't see what's so demonic about this.
Well, maybe we'll find out here. Stickers on the front of the packaging say Barbie can do 5 guided meditations, and she's packaged in a seated, cross-legged pose. So how did this doll become a source of internet controversy, generating tens of thousands of likes, shares, and comments? Well, Suri claimed the children's toy was nothing less than demonic, a tool of indoctrination by Satan that could possess your child and cause them to rebel and possibly even kill themselves.
What?
The post begins, quote, "Yoga Barbie is at Target on the shelf. Satan always comes as appearing innocent. He will never come with horns and a pitchfork. Satan is after the children. He wants to use them and indoctrinate them for his glory. Then, when he's done, he will destroy them." Unquote. Now, what I want to know, as you know, from you on this one, Nikki, as somebody who's been involved in yoga for 10 years, is this a thing that you were aware of? Are Christians this upset about yoga, mm-hmm. which is basically stretching?
Yeah. So, and there is like a spirituality component to yoga, and there could be. So there's a huge spectrum of different styles of yoga.
Right.
The style that I teach is more like I bring some Hindu influences and some Buddhist teachings and stuff like that. So I talk about like Hindu goddesses and if you're talking about anything besides the one God, the Christian God,
you must be Satan,
okay. And you're trying to murder children, basically.
Yeah, it's so weird that you're bringing this up today, Ian, because today when I was meditating, because I felt so awful and I just had no other way to get myself to feel better, and I just started meditating, I had this invasive thought that I had to try to just ignore. About how I used to be afraid of meditating because I was raised to think it was demonic.
Wow.
See,
I've heard about the big one is the tarot cards. Christians are very against anything like tarot cards or anything like that. But the second you label it as angel cards, then they're like, oh, yes, the angel cards. We love angel cards. And it's
really?
Like, that's a tarot card deck with angels on it. It's literally the same thing. But it's just the branding. Oh, she wouldn't be down with angel cards?
No. If it's not in the Bible, then it's bad.
So is the idea that Christians are against meditation, that they're worried that someone's going to quiet their mind and that's when Satan is going to reach in?
I think that that's pretty close to it, but it's also just the fact that it came from another religion. Like, it came from another religion, so it's obviously a way that that religion that was created by Satan...
it'll pull you in.
It's a thing that religion uses for Satan to control you. And maybe it is something like, if you quiet your mind, This is what my mom would say. She would say, you're supposed to only meditate on God. And I know that it doesn't make any sense, and I don't know what part of the Bible she'd be referencing or anything, but I've heard my mom say that term before.
That wasn't all. Here is the, they tried to link us to the full post, but apparently that post has been possibly removed, or the privacy settings may have changed, so the full post is no longer available, so we'll just have to take what their excerpts are here. The crux of Ms. Suri's argument seems to be that meditation and yoga are inseparable from Hinduism, and that this is a stealth attack from Satan himself on America's Christian children. Quote, God forbids all practices of Eastern religion as a Christian, she argues in the post. She says further, you must remove all toys and clean your children's room of all demonic attachments, lest they become rebellious, depressed, and suicidal. The message went viral with thousands chiming in to share their thoughts. Some criticized the reasoning, and others outright mocked this idea. One comment said, my daughter has recently been doing yoga, and it's been really good for her. Enjoying the red tint in her eyes, too, brings a nice ambiance to the room, said one comment. I want my money back, said another. I never got demon-possessed at yoga class. What a ripoff. Just at another, not everyone disagreed with the post, however. One comment with thousands of likes said, quote, the poor children of today, even Barbie is a pagan. I guess next will be homosexual ponytail Batman action figures. No innocence can be found these days. The patience of Christ for this world to turn from Satan.
Yeah, Barbie's always been so innocent. That's why she always has babies.
Won't turn, she said, the patience of Christ for this world to turn from Satan won't last much longer. There's a little bit more here about the hysteria over the yoga Barbie. Christians are freaking out. And if this is something that upsets you, and you can explain why parents should be concerned over yoga, which is, again, basically just stretching. It's just a good practice. There's more coming up. It's free time.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here on the live Sunday episode of this program. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Are you a Christian who has a problem with yoga? Because that's what the story that we're sharing with you tonight is about. There's apparently a Yoga Barbie that came out. It's officially titled Breathe With Me Barbie, and it's a special yoga edition of the doll. She sits in a cross-legged position, and she can lead you on guided meditations, apparently at least five of them. So it's kind of an interesting, you know,
I think that has to be the coolest Barbie that I've ever seen. Like, I want to go out and buy this Barbie.
Yeah, so, and it's setting off some Christians. There's a so-called Christian influencer named Yasmin Suri, who I just looked for just a few moments ago, and she's only got a couple thousand followers on Instagram and several hundred.
Now I'm sure she has more.
On Twitter. Maybe so, but I mean, when I think of an influencer, I think in the tens
more,
of thousands.
Yeah, at least.
At least. You know, I say that as somebody who's got like 2,000, so I mean, by no means am I saying, whoa, ho, 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 you know, but, you know, a few thousand people, I guess maybe that's, I mean, that can't even be big for Christian influencers. There must
no.
be Christian influencers with hundreds of thousands of followers, but regardless, I'm not, you know, not trying to take her down based on her number of followers, but her opinions, however, are fairly, apparently standard issue for Christians, which is to say that any other religion is to be essentially called satanic. That's what this person is saying about yoga. Oh, well, because it's not Christian, therefore it must be of Satan. Keep your children away from this practice of stretching.
Well, and it's just kind of strange to me that she thinks that Barbie is supposed to be strictly for Christians.
Hmm.
Nowhere,
there's no evidence of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, nowhere did the maker, Mattel, I think, nowhere no. did they say that this is a Christian toy geared for Christian families. It's just a toy for kind of everybody. So it would make
right.
sense for them to, I just don't get why they're so offended and why they're like, this is going to scar the Christian children for life. Well, what about all the other children that aren't Christians that have to look at all your Christian toys? Is that going to scar them?
Hmm.
There's a little bit more here from themonastery.org who is reporting on this. It's the Universal Life Church. They, by the way, recommend their newsletter. They always have a really interesting kind of, oh, this religion's getting upset about this thing news. And so anyway, going on here, it says this isn't the first time the combination of kids and yoga have set off alarm bells. The state of Alabama actually banned yoga in
what?
The classroom all the way back in 1993.
Wow.
At the time, Christian conservatives who pushed the bill argued that yoga in the classroom was a gateway to Hinduism for children.
I mean, it could be because they're going to find different values with the philosophies of yoga. And they might be like, wow, this is way better than Christianity.
Yeah, I agree. I just think it's funny that the word gateway was used as if it's
like
literally a drug.
Or something, yeah.
And I just have to say, this lady, Yasmin Suri, she's obviously had plastic surgery, and there's nothing...
She looks very fake.
There's
yeah.
nothing specifically against that in the Bible, but... I just think that sounds
there
seems less.
I mean, wouldn't the whole
destroying
your
temple?
A temple?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like that seems more against Christianity than stretching and clearing your mind.
So wasn't there just a Supreme Court decision that essentially said that you can have religious activities in government schools? Isn't that one of the big victories that the conservatives are rah-rahing the Supreme Court for?
I haven't looked too much into it, but from what I've seen, there was this person, I don't know what religion, praying whenever they had a victory. It was a coach.
It was a football thing, right?
Praying every time they had a victory or whatever.
Right, he got
football,
fired, didn't
and
he
got in trouble, but then the Supreme Court ruled that he was actually allowed to do that, which seems to me that should be covered by the First
yeah.
Amendment.
It's not like he's forcing the entire football team to pray with him.
Yeah,
right.
That'd be
just,
wrong.
It's his own practice. That's strange to me.
But it's pretty funny because Karlyn Borishchenko on Twitter, she pointed out to some conservatives, because they were saying, oh, this is a win for us conservative Christians. She was like, you know, you don't know that the guy wasn't praying to Satan. And they also, the Supreme Court also protected his rights to pray to Satan. And they were all freaking out at her saying, that's not true. They think that the right to pray to Jesus was protected, but really it was anyone's religious rights. So
yeah,
Christians are crazy about that.
I think that's the point that Carlin was making. It's like, okay, in 3, 2, 1, we're going to have the Christians upset now because some of the Satanists or whoever, you know, the Buddhists or whoever, whatever other religion that they don't want, are going to show up at a football game, and they're going to have their religious observance. They're going to, you know, do whatever it is they do, and then the Christians are going to freak out and, oh, no, 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 this was just for you. This ruling was just for Christians. No, this ruling was to allow a religious expression by an individual at a governmental occasion.
That's what turned me off of Christianity, is the exclusiveness of it. Like, they're very pushy, and I don't want to say all of them are pushy, but it's very much, this is the way, this is the right way, and there's no other beliefs that could possibly be correct in this, like, within the scope of Christianity, where there are other religions where they believe that different religious beliefs and different gods can coincide and can exist together, and it doesn't completely dismantle their entire religion.
Oh, and the Abrahamic religions cannot have that.
Yeah, and I think that's much more tolerant and a better practice and just a better belief set, in my opinion.
And one thing I don't like about that in Christianity is that their beliefs aren't based on any principles. There aren't just principles that they're taught. There's, you can do this, you can't do that. God likes this, God doesn't like that. There's no rhyme or reason to it.
Nope.
Why would God say that you can't be gay if it's consensual to both parties? It seems self-apparent.
Seems like God made gay people to me. I mean,
it seems self-apparent to me that if you're not raping someone, you should be allowed to have gay expression with another person who wants it.
And that does make sense, too, because if everything is an expression of God, and if God makes no mistakes, then yes, didn't he make gay people?
That's a great question. If you want to weigh in, you can join us, 603-283-6160. A little more about the Alabama law, though, since they brought it up. Again, they banned yoga in the classroom in 1993, and the state didn't end that policy until last year when Alabama Governor Kay Ivey signed a law overturning the ban on yoga in the classroom, although children are forbidden from saying namaste.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
In the government school system of Alabama. So that still exists. Namaste, by the way, means I bow to the God within you. That's my understanding of the translation of that.
I have a little brother and a little sister, well, two little brothers and a little sister in Alabama schools. Now I want to train them to say that.
And you're going to love this one, Nikki. Apparently, it's still on the books that poses, yoga poses, may only be referred to by their English names.
Oh, my God.
Oh, because they have Sanskrit names. And this is just getting to the, like, racist.
Yeah.
Like, at this point, this isn't about religions or Satan or whatever. This is kind of just, that's like saying you can't speak Spanish in school. It has racist vibes to me.
It's crazy. But that's Alabama for you.
Yeah.
The number here is 603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in on the yoga hysteria, people are freaking out, apparently, in the Christian world about a yoga Barbie that is on store shelves. The number is 603-283-6160. Or maybe it's not on store shelves. Maybe all the controversy sold this thing out. It wouldn't surprise me. More coming up.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green Metal Whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green Metal Whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that Green Metal Whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
4th of July fireworks are an annual tradition, but in some cities there won't be any fireworks this year.
Steve Hauser is the president of the National Fireworks Association. He joined CNN and explains why some cities are encountering issues when they're trying to put fireworks displays on for the 4th.
The professional fireworks side has two primary issues this year. One is obviously supply. You can't just ship those fireworks on any old vessel. There's only a few shipping lines that will actually carry the 1.3G professional fireworks. The other issue is that labor is troublesome.
What's left of Tropical Storm Colin is now dissipating over eastern South Carolina. The storm did dump heavy rain along coastal areas of the Carolinas. This is USA Radio News. A new poll is shedding some light on how Americans feel about the country heading into the 4th of July.
A new poll shows an overwhelming and growing majority of Americans say the U.S. is heading in the wrong direction. That number includes nearly 8 in 10 Democrats. The poll by the Associated Press, NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, suggests President Joe Biden faces fundamental challenges as he tries to motivate voters to cast ballots for Democrats in November's midterm elections.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz says no one really knows when the war in Ukraine will end. Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, Scholz notes Russian President Vladimir Putin is the leader of a country with a lot of people and a lot of means, so therefore he will be able to continue with war for a really long time. However, he made it clear the West will continue to fortify and support Ukraine. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. As we continue, phones are open as always, but we are talking right now about the Yoga Barbie controversy. Apparently some Christian influencer types are upset over this Yoga Barbie. It's called the Breathe With Me Barbie, and it set people off a couple months ago. We're sharing the story here tonight because our co-host Nikki has got 10 years of experience in the world of yoga. And, you know, you don't seem like a demon-possessed person to me, Nikki. I just want to, you know, get that out there.
Thank you. Haven't seen her past 3 a.m.
I know, right?
So we can talk more about it, but the phones are open, which means you can bring anything up tonight. So let's go to Jack. He's in Washington State. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, I was curious. Did you make it up to Porkfest or Porkfest?
I did. I was able to get up. Bonnie and I went for one day. We went to the Porcupine Freedom Festival on last Friday, or this past previous Friday, not this weekend, but probably.
It was the 25th or the 23rd or something?
Something like that. And I had the honor of being able to speak from the main stage. I talked about the FBI and their targeting of liberty activists here in New Hampshire, specifically surrounding this show and the activists here in Keene. And that video is available if you go to freetalklive.com. I did post that over the last few days. So if you, you know, obviously you weren't there, you didn't see it, you can see it now because the video is up.
I watched the surveillance video that was posted. That was like a holy smokes thing. Darn.
Yeah, you're referring to the footage of the actual raid on our studio that happened in March of 2021 at 6 in the morning when our house was partially destroyed by the FBI and dozens of agents coming in here. It's pretty insane, and that footage is also over at freetalklive.com for those who want a little taste of what it was like to actually have to go through that instance.
Yeah, a lot of people have been saying, like, it's one thing to hear about it, and it brings it to a whole other level once they actually see the footage.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's whatever angles we happen to have. Obviously, it doesn't give you the full feeling for what it's like to be awoken by explosions and breaking glass and having, you know, a bunch of strangers pawing through your stuff. But, you know, it's a taste of it, so you can get that over at freetalklive.com. What else, Jack?
Well, I was calling it, you know, this could tie into it. Why would eight cops shoot one man 60 times? Did they have to stand over him to get the last 12 in? It just doesn't make sense.
You're referring to the case in Akron, Ohio, where a 25-year-old man was shot, as you said, over 60 times by eight cops. I think it's sort of a, to some extent, it's a monkey see, monkey do kind of thing. As soon as the first cop shoots all of them, then let loose, even if they don't even know what's going on. It's just sort of this instinctual, violent, we're a gang.
That almost makes sense for, like, two pulling the triggers, but they each had to pull the trigger eight times.
Yeah, they must have emptied, you
doesn't
know,
make any
partially
sense.
Their clips.
It seems like it's almost like a video game. Like, none of this is real. It's almost like it's a video game for them, and they're just...
Yeah. Well, they got the opportunity that they wanted, and that's why they joined the police. I mean, we know that some people actually get incentivized to join the police because they can get to shoot people, and they have qualified immunity. We know that because in Manchester, they advertised that they were hiring, and they put as a job benefit qualified immunity.
Anything else, Jack?
Sick.
Well, I hope, Ian, you could just sit there sometimes and just be pretty.
Thanks for the call tonight. The number 603-283-6160. So, yeah, you can weigh in on the police shooting, the latest one. But there's a little bit more here on this yoga Barbie controversy. We looked up the influencer, this Christian influencer, and we can talk a little bit more about her because she's got an interesting background.
Quite a sinner in her past.
But, well, of course, you know, the Christian view is that that's okay, right? But here's a little bit more. We were talking about Alabama banning yoga in the classroom back in 1993. That continued until last year when a law was signed overturning that ban. Although children are forbidden from saying namaste and poses must only be referred to by their English names.
I'm going to call my little brother and sister and be like, did you know that the Ninja Turtles say namaste? Isn't that funny?
Ninja Turtles?
I don't know. It just seems like something they'd say. So I'm going to make it sound cool, and I'm going to train them to start saying that, and I'm going to be like, you should tell your teachers that.
Your parents are going to hate that, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, they would hate that.
Back in 2018, blogger Matt Walsh reignited a yoga hysteria when he argued that yoga and meditation are unwittingly practicing Hinduism. He suggested that it was, quote, quite literally, unquote, playing with fire, arguing that striking a warrior pose could accidentally put yogis in a, quote, demonic trance.
Oh, my God.
That doesn't even make sense.
I mean, if one group of people didn't discover how these poses, you know, helped the body circulate blood and things like that, somebody else might have discovered it. And I mean, then we would be living in a world where Christians did yoga.
Well, and you know what? So, like, the spin I put on yoga is pretty, like, multi-denominational. Like, I bring a lot of things from different religions into it and just different philosophies and theories.
That's exactly what a demon would do, by the way.
Right, exactly. But you could do a Christian version of yoga where you're talking about God and, you know, Bible things along with the poses. So it's just weird to me. You know, this could be spun either way. They're just choosing to get upset about it for kind of no reason.
Some Christian leaders agree with the sentiment. They say that even if there are physical benefits to yoga, the potential for demonic influence
is not worth it.
Too high.
How can you measure what the potential for demonic influence is?
You just have to listen to your pastor. They know best. Because God told them. As megachurch pastor John Lindell put it, quote, yoga positions were not designed by your local fitness instructor. They were designed and they were created with demonic intent to open you up to demonic power.
It's my master plan. They're outing me right now.
This is what they actually believe. Now, going back to Yasmin Suri, this is the Christian influencer, author, speaker, and singer, the one that, as Bonnie pointed out, has had tremendous plastic surgery done.
She had her face removed and then replaced.
Yeah, it's really frightening, actually. You want to talk about a demon. You know, look at this woman and what she cut on her face. I mean, it is absolutely frightening to look at this lady's face.
And I am in no way saying that it's actually demonic to get your face removed and then replaced, but it's just pretty freaking, you know.
It's clearly against what the Christians say.
Yeah, they say don't make any permanent marks on your body.
So apparently, Ms. Suri was, she says, previously involved in the New Age movement and the occult before she claimed that Jesus saved her. This story, according to churchleaders.com, Suri was born in India to a Sikh family and moved to America as a child. Being bullied led her to wanting to gain control over her life and other people, and she thought spiritual experiences would provide this control. She said she was getting into horoscopes and studying about psychics and witchcraft. She said demons revealed themselves to her, quote-unquote, on a continual basis, telling her that she had purpose for her life, but her experiences with the occult left her feeling
empty.
Sounds
like a pretty great demon telling her that she had purpose in her life.
Quote, it gave me power and a sense of control, but there was no answer for me, she said. One year, she asked a friend of hers for a Shirley MacLaine book for her birthday, and her friend gave her a Bible instead. And I guess that she said that that's what led her into becoming a Christian.
I can't believe that works on people. I remember
just
when
giving them a Bible.
When I was very young. I was maybe 8 years old. My friend's mom was very, very religious, and she would always try to give me Bibles, and I would always make up some excuse like, "Oh, we have one at our house," because even at 8 years old, I was so uninterested in this lady pushing her religious beliefs on me.
Mm-hmm.
It was it's weird. It is. The pushiness is a turnoff. Like, don't come to my house and knock on my door and try to tell me about Jesus, or I just don't care.
The kind of Christians that I really like are the ones that aren't pushy. The ones that just live by, you know, you talked about principles earlier that a lot of Christians don't have them. But the principles of Christianity are that you're supposed to emulate Christ, right? That's what a Christian is supposed to be.
But is it when they also believe in the Old Testament? It's just full of so many contradictions.
Oh,
they don't have any principles.
The number here is 603-283-6160. If you want to join the discussion, you're welcome to in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Phones are open here in the remaining moments. We have enough time for you if you want to jump in at 603-283-6160. You don't have to talk about religions, fighting with one another. Well, we're not talking about a war in this case, but we are talking about Christians being upset over a yoga Barbie. They say it is a way for demons to take over your children or something like that. Here tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And you can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com. You can go over there and enjoy the various different features that we have. You can support the show over on our AMP program at amps.freetalklive.com. It takes you to our AMPS Patreon, and that helps us to advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live. It's amps.freetalklive.com. Nikki, you were looking a little bit further at this. What was her name?
Yasmin Suri.
She's a Christian influencer who's outed Mattel for having a yoga Barbie, and you've been just kind of digging through some of her online posts.
Yeah. So before the break, we were talking about how it's kind of off-putting to be a very pushy Christian person, and I stumbled upon this post on her Twitter saying, "Christians who say we shouldn't push our beliefs on other people either don't believe in hell or they don't understand who goes there."
Well, that is definitely the, what do you call that, a vision or that view of Christianity, the fundamentalist, if you will, right? Like, they truly believe that everyone but the Christians is going to burn for all eternity because they believe their supposed loving God would actually do that to its creation, which
doesn't
seems
make any sense.
Insane to me, but that's what they believe, and so that's why they are so pushy, because they literally want to save people from that.
That's why I have mixed feelings about really pushy Christians, because I don't want to deal with that. I don't even like when somebody stops me and is like, "Hey, would you like to let me straighten your hair in the mall?" Like, that's just so annoying. Like, please leave me alone.
Is that a Christian thing?
Oh, no. That's what I'm saying. Like, just, I don't like being stopped in public and asked opinion of being
a thought
salesman, anything like that. So, of course, it's annoying to me. But I'm always thinking, if my mom really thinks that I'm going to burn in hell, if she really thinks that, then it's almost like she would be really freaking evil if she wasn't always texting me that I should accept Jesus into my life. So
I get your point. Yeah.
I don't get really mad when somebody who does care about me pushes it. It just annoys me because I want them to think for themselves. Like they are incapable of thinking for themselves because of the system that they're in that actually teaches in a lot of churches that logic is demonic.
Of course.
So, yeah, of course. Like, seriously.
But she must know, right, that pushing you isn't going to help. So
and that's why she doesn't do it every day.
Every single day.
Yeah.
Like, how often does she do it?
Maybe, like, once every 6 months, she's like, Bonnie, I'm just wondering, since you don't go to church, I don't know, you know, I can't think of an exact thing she says, but she tells me, when I was younger, I wasn't a Christian and I was lost, and then I found Jesus, and Jesus is the only reason that my life is okay now. And
just
I'm always just like, yeah, just like a reminder, and I know that what she's getting at. And it annoys me in the moment, but if she didn't do that, wouldn't she be like a really evil person? Like, if she really believed that I'm going to hell, and she didn't want to convince me to become a Christian.
Be an evil person, but she would definitely be not doing what her scriptures or whatever, their interpretation of them would suggest.
And then there's another aspect of a complete stranger. Like, it's not like I don't want them to care about me, but it's kind of like, my life is none of your business. Like, please leave me alone. You know?
Yeah, it's a little
different than my mom.
It is annoying, too, and it's just, you know, like, worry about your own stuff. And I think that's a big piece of it, too. A lot of Christians are so worried about saving others and their hero complex.
Clean your own house first.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, like I was saying before, there's a certain type of Christian that I think you tend to encounter more within the libertarian community, at least, because they are out there and they do tend to kind of do their own thing. Like, they're at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but they're not going to go around slapping people with Bibles or whatever. They're going to have their Bible study, or they're going to have their Christian meetings and prayer sessions or whatever. And they're going to do their thing. And if you want to ask them about it, they're going to tell you about it, right? And that, to me, is what they should be doing, is setting the example of what Christ is supposed to be like, which is this forgiving, loving, peaceful person, right? Like, if you believe the Christian scriptures or whatever, that is what Christ was supposed to be doing. And of course, most Christians, I think was it Gandhi who's, I'm going to butcher this, paraphrase it, but, you know, it's not your Christ that I disagree with, it's your Christians, basically, is what was, you know, frustrating to him. And I think that's true across the board for a lot of Christianity. They really have not done themselves any favors, and they wonder why they're losing members. They wonder why people are turned off to their messages. It's because their approach is not a friendly way of going about things. And there is a better way of doing it. And like I said, that's setting an example, living a good life, so maybe somebody will ask you and say, well, like, what makes you so special? What do you believe? And that's when you have the opening. Because when somebody asks you, and I'm not just talking about Christianity, I'm talking about just in general, whether we're talking about libertarianism or some other sort of thing that you want people to know about, the pushy method is a counterproductive method. Although that said, I mean, I was out getting petition signatures today, and you do kind of have to push you have to ask people in that particular case.
It's different when you're asking somebody to let someone on the ballot than when you're telling someone, if you don't believe what I believe exactly, you're going to
burn in hell.
Yeah,
right,
it's different.
That is, that is quite different. But I do acknowledge that, obviously, to some extent, those who want to spread a particular message do have to reach out. So, I mean, it is a tough balance, I would say, for somebody in that particular viewpoint to me. Now, I'm not a Christian by no means. I was raised in a Christian family, but thankfully we weren't the kind of fundamentalist types, so they never...
You're the watered-down type.
Yeah.
That my mom would have said is not real.
Presbyterian is the particular one. But, you know, I certainly did know of people who were in that kind of pushy type, and, you know, that turned me off for a very, very long time. I'm a panentheist now. I became an atheist when I was a teenager because I was pushing back against Christianity, and I thought, well, the only place to go would be to say there is no God, and then it took me about a decade to figure out that there actually is, and, you know, my perspective, it is all that is. That is God, and everything that is outside of existence is also God. Or the universe is God, if you want to look at it that way. And so I've been someone who's sort of picked things that resonate with me from different religions, whether it be some out of Hinduism or Quakerism. There's sort of this mix to me, like whatever feels right is what I go with.
That's typically what I do as well. And it's actually interesting you said that about, like, most Christian libertarians are the less pushy kind. This Porkfest, I was actually on a religious panel with someone that was Jewish, someone that was Christian, someone that was Buddhist, and then me, who was kind of like supposed to be the yoga person, but I was more of a, you know, I have a mixed bag of different religions that I follow. And the Christian who was on the panel, and pretty much everybody on the panel was very respectful, and they were just asked certain questions and shared their beliefs without any judgment.
That's the way it ought to be.
Yeah, and it was great, and I actually learned a lot. I learned so much more about Christianity and Judaism from that panel than I would have if somebody was pushing it on me.
Right.
Because once you start pushing it on me, I'm going to tune you out, and I'm not going to retain any of that information because I'm already uninterested.
To me, that is one of the reasons why we formed the Shire Free Church about a decade ago, was to have a place where people of differing beliefs, it's an interfaith peace church, can come to share their perspectives on religion together, because that would have been a completely different panel if those people were shouting at one another and
Absolutely.
Saying, oh, well, you're wrong, or you're going to burn. Then everybody would have turned off. All the audience would have been, you know, polarized, or they'd get up and leave or whatever. But instead, what you had was a, you know, really expansive kind of learning experience where everybody could benefit from hearing those different perspectives that were being shared. It sounds like it was a real winner. I hope somebody got
great.
Video.
I don't think so. And it was a pretty small group, too. It was at the Spiritual Village site.
Okay.
But it was kind of...
You had to be there.
Yeah. Exclusive.
Still, I do, you know, would love to see more video coming out of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I hope that more of these camps or whatever, these hubs, will actually get footage of the things that are going on to really put it out there for folks that weren't able to attend what was ultimately a sold-out festival. So glad that you were able to make it, Nikki. And we are out of time for tonight, but we will return tomorrow because, like I said, we're back in the studio every single night here. If you didn't get on the line, I know Sarah called at the very end of the show tonight. We are back, so just call earlier tomorrow and we will get you on the air, because that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. Meanwhile, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Namaste.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.